no bleaky mouth.
I understand that. But this noise has got to stop.
All Bleak cares about is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare, out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. And any static, taking it with Bleak.
Bleak, 2 E's, 1 K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician. As well, a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
This is Bleak at Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks for listening to Canada's favorite radio show. This is the Fun Drive. This is the start of the Fun Drive. Well, we started at 6. This is the second show to pitch for you the Fun Drive. Okay, now I want to tell you, $30, only 8 cents a day, $30 gift. We'll get you a friends card, CITR friends card, good for discounts all over town at very cool places, and your name announced on the air. A $60 will give you a friends card and one umbrella, and I looked at the umbrella. It's really cool. It is really cool. Hey, Ben's in the studio.
It's a great umbrella. It's awesome. It's Vancouver. You need an umbrella. You need an umbrella. Well, it'd be stupid not to have one.
You can send it to a friend who's coming to Vancouver, because I always say, where do Vancouver people go when it rains? Outside.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, 101.9 will get you the friends card, one limited edition t-shirt, and 15 seconds of your voice on the air saying whatever kind of whatever you'd like to say, as long as it's, you know, legal. And you know,
does it have to be legal? I guess
I think it has to be somewhat legal.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, otherwise we're in trouble.
Yeah.
And it will also get you the Plunder Pledge double CD we are going to be featuring tonight on this very show and next week. So what is that weird noise? So anyway, we're going to be starting off with someone who I interviewed on this very radio show about a month or so ago, and I'll let her introduce herself here at Exquisite Corpse. Give us a call. Oh, the number again, 604-822-8648. That's UBC unit.
The world is a wonderful and exciting place. And there are 1,000 exciting things to do without experimenting with music of your own.
This is Vicky from People Like Us, and you're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Hello, Nora.
Hello, Joanne.
Good morning to you.
Been coming to get on for you. I do phone in a lot, but don't get through.
Now, Nora.
Yes.
I'm Nora. I'm going to annoy you even more because we're just heading into the news. So will you stay there?
Lovely.
Just stay there.
I'm too old.
Pardon?
No, I'm 89 this year, and we always had Sunday pinnies.
Oh.
Is that of interest?
Oh,
they
you
were white with lace embroidery, and you had slots to put ribbon through.
Oh.
And I was a large family, so we had the girls pink and blue. We did not, that I can remember. I'm 89 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to school, but I don't.
Nora, I love your call. Do you wear a penny now when you do?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I'm disabled and in a wheelchair. I don't do anything. What I really wanted to get on about.
How old are you, Nora?
I'm 89 this year.
Oh, good Lord. Oh.
And that ribbon had to be pulled out and ironed and put back every week.
What happened to the penny? What you're talking about is a pinafore. And I love the thought of that. Nora, did you wear it to protect your underclothes?
Yes. No.
Hang on, Fanny said she's got one. Fanny's farm shop has got the most amazing collection of things in. Have you got it on display, Fanny? What's a washing dolly?
It's a stick with 5 prongs on the end, and you'd jam it into your and swirl it.
Oh, I'm sorry, my producer's fallen off his chair.
Disappear into the loo and whip it off quickly.
We're very, very sad people.
You are. You're making us laugh. But I love the thought of you running into the lavatory. And brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And you made my morning.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh.
Ow! Oh! This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. That was Vicky Bennett, who we interviewed here about a month ago. She was in town. And that was her track, I'm 89. We're going to be hearing a track from RX coming up soon, but I wanted to tell you once again about what you can get for your, you know, prize packages. $30 get you a friend's card and your name announced on the air. Your name! Yes, sir. $60. Friend's card and the umbrella, and it is cool. It's a cool umbrella.
They're gorgeous umbrellas.
I like this. It's wonderful. And raindrop was in the CITR, was the I, was the dot.
It was the dot of the
dot
I.
Dot of the I.
Yeah.
101.9 will get you the friend's card, one limited edition t-shirt, 15 seconds on air, your voice to say whatever you've been itching to say. And it would also
no
get...
No holds barred. Within reason. No holds barred within reason.
No holds barred, you know? Within reason.
No questions allowed. Anything else, just ask. But.
That's good. Yeah, you said. And it will also get you, the 101.9 will also get you the Plunder Pledge CD, which I am featuring.
May I, Bleak? I got to tell you, like, this collection is utterly outstanding. Like, you've got two discs of the forerunners of Plunderphonic music, and like, there's just some insane stuff on here, and all like classics and actually new people as well that I'm really, really impressed with that I haven't really heard of yet, actually. But you've got the old Reliables, you got Negative Land on here, you got Chris Burke and Wobbly and stuff like that. Yeah. But I mean, like, who's the Gestalt Orchestra?
Gestalt Orchestra is a band that sort of works in, uses recycled sound to do sort of a kind of, well, it's ambient, but it's recycled music. It's hard to explain.
Excellent. But featuring original artwork by yourself there.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, but two discs here. Now, if you like what you're hearing on Exquisite Corpse, this pretty much sums up, like, can you imagine trying to describe your show to someone? Well, wouldn't it be easier if you just said, hey, I'll throw on this CD and this will give you an idea of what you do, you know?
That is one of the hardest things. Like, what's your radio show about?
Yeah.
Oh, it's about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Hey-o. And, Ozymiso's Intro Inspection is on here, people.
Let's explain that one. That is like one of the first major mashup pieces where it's like something like, I think, 130 songs, but it's all the introductions to
over
each
12
song.
Minutes.
Are you going to play that today?
I might.
Okay, cool.
I might save
That's
it till
one.
Next week.
That's
I don't
a
know.
Good
sort
one.
Of a teaser. I don't know.
But I mean, if you don't want to wait till next week, you can apply right now. Phone right now, 822-8648, and get the CD for yourself. You know,
there's
$101
also,
donation.
There's Negative Land tracks on here. There's More People Like Us. There's Value Village people on here.
Mm.
John Oswald's on here. Listen with Sarah, Steve Fisk, Evolution Control Committee. Did I say that already? I don't know.
No big.
Kleptones, Tape Beatles, Cassette Boy. It's on here, so yeah, it's a good deal. It's two full CDs, so it's a lot of fun. Right now, we're going to be hearing from RX, Dick is a Killer, his Sunday Bloody Sunday track. But during it, I want you to call 604-822-8648, 822-8648, UBC Unit. And here you go. I think this is RX here. No, it's right here. Sorry.
There's been a lot of talk about this next song. This song is not a rebel song. This song is Sunday, Bloody Sunday. I can't believe the news today. I can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long? How long? Must we sing this song? How long? Too long. For too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Models under children's feet, bodies strewn across the goddamn streets. But I won't heed the battle call. It puts my back up against the wall. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll. Has just begun. This many lost, and coming who has won. The trench is dug within our hearts. Mothers, children, brothers, sisters, torn apart. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Sunday, bloody Sunday. How long? How long must we sing this song?
How long? Too long. For too long. Tonight, we can be as one. Tonight. Sunday. Let's roll it. Anyone who wants more details on my agenda can find them online. The web address is not very imaginative, but it's easy to remember. Park.com. Wipe the tears from your eyes. Wipe your tears away. Wipe your bloodshot eyes. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Let's roll it. And it's true, none of me. One fact is fiction, and TV reality. And today the millions cry. We eat and drink while tomorrow they die. Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
If I am particularly ambitious, I make a real curry plus all the side dishes. Many curries are made with...
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
If I am feeling particularly ambitious, I make a real curry plus all the side dishes. Many curries are made with meats on the bone, but for my guests, I only want to serve small boys. I like to look around for some really exotic and very hot ones. That's the way my wife likes them. I then skin the boys and take all of the meat from the bone. The easy way is to stab them one at a time with a fork and heat them over a gas flame on the stove until the skin bursts. It then peels right off. What fun. To make the curry itself is child's play. A very simple, but a very elegant dish. Nothing makes a more exotic party. I generally lower all the lights and burn a little child to help create a mood. And then I have sitar records and put them on the stereo, and that helps tremendously. Candles winking everywhere are very romantic. The visual display of the curry, all the condiments, and the boys is really spectacular. This meal depends on you to create a mood, so be daring. Use a different tablecloth or a brilliant remnant of material. Pull out all the brass and copper you can find. Wear dangling earrings and a draped sari if you have it, and every bracelet you can find. Your guests will talk about this dinner party for weeks.
And that is Vincent Price on Boys. The artist is stated as unknown from my sources, said unknown. So I don't know. I don't know who did that. But that is one of the tracks off the Plunder Pledge CD. All the tracks I'm going to play for you tonight are from the double disc Plunder Pledge CD. This one's two discs. Last year we had one disc, Plunder Music. This year, two discs full of all of my favorite stuff that I've played here at Exquisite Corpse Radio, where we do this sort of thing every week. And I know I've got some really intense people that are fans that enjoy this sort of thing. So if you're a weird person, think about pledging to get this disc at $101.9. Gets you the Friends card, which is good at several locations in town where you can buy cool stuff and you can get discounts. By getting a CITR Friends card, you can get the limited edition t-shirt and your voice saying 15 seconds of something on air. Okay, that's at $101.9. At $60, the Friends card and one umbrella, which is really cool. $30, your Friends card and your name announced on the air. And that's what that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Let's see. Anything above that, at $175, you get two friends cards, one limited edition T-shirt, and one umbrella. So that's pretty good too. And if you have any questions about that or more, you can go to CITR.ca. You can donate online. If you're listening to this podcast and you want the CD and you want to give your 101.9, you have to specify that you listen to this show and that you want the CD, and I'll make sure you get that. So if you're listening to the podcast at some later date, just make sure that you let me know it was you and you're giving to this show, and I'll make sure you get the Plunder Pledge disc. Here's another one from the Plunder Pledge disc on CITR.
Good afternoon. On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against our staunch friend, Great Britain. Australia, Germany, and France, Canada, more than 40 countries in the Middle East, Africa, Europe, and across Asia. These carefully targeted actions are designed to attack the Islamic faith. This military action is a part of our campaign against diplomacy, intelligence, freedom, clock, tire, the freezing of food, and a lot of bans. Good afternoon. I'm speaking to you today from the White House, a place where American presidents have become outlaws and murderers themselves. The United States of America sponsors the outlaws and killers of innocents, and we are the friends of those who aid terrorists. More than 2 weeks ago, I gave Taliban leaders a series of new recruits, caves, hiding places, and evil plans. To all the men and women in our military, so far from home, I gave a fourth grade girl with more
than 40 William Shatner here to talk to you about high school. Choose from TV VCR Repair or TV VCR Repaired, or get your degree in TV VCR Repair. If you wonder just how TV VCR Repair works, well, it's no secret. Once you enroll in a course, you receive legal assistance. They're fun, and you get all the legal assistance you need. As you finish each project, the next one is mailed to you. They're fun. Call now to get your free personalized career pack of TV VCR Repair. If you wonder just how William Shatner works, well, it's no secret. Once you enroll in a TV VCR Repair, you receive William Shatner like this one. With
call now for the free William Shatner. Call 1-800-487-3483, 1-800-387-8800. Then decide if you want to call 1-800-487-3484, 8-3-7800. Call now, 1-800-4800-300-78-48, 3-78-4800.
Yeah, some of the tracks on the Plunder Pledge disc. Chris Morris was in there with Bushwhacked. We heard Tim Maloney with Shatner. And in the background, we're hearing Steve Fisk come with the track called Break On Through. Believe it or not, yes, it's his version of the famous Door song. And we're looking for people who are pledging to our CITR 101.9 FM funding drive 2009.
It's not a joke. You may be listening to this tape and think it's a joke.
So at 101.9, you get the, of course, you get the CD, two CDs. 15 seconds on air time, limited edition T-shirt, and one friend's card, and $60 to get you the friend's card and one umbrella. There you go. We're listening to the Plunder Pledge double CD on CITR on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. So make those calls 822-8648, 822-8648. Or 604 UBC unit.
Break on through.
CBS Evening News. With Dan Rather reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York.
Good evening. Danger. War. Killer. Fraud. CIA. Mayhem. Crisis. Horrible. Inflation. Military threat. The flaming debris. Fatal heart attack. Stress injuries. Prison disaster. Economic collapse. Dangerous radiation. A tide of violence and human misery. A liar. And an unremorseful killer. Communist international smuggling pipeline. Starving victims and how they die. Chemical weapons, carpet bomb deaths. Top FBI kill and injure children. Police conspiracy, negative attacks. Discipline, sex and drinking binges. Dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer. Dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb. Mountains of credit card debt. The mountain of cocaine. Tons of cocaine. Atomic bomb radiation experiments. Unwitting test subjects. Dangerous radiation. Marijuana abuse. Hooked on drugs. Time for us to bug out. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape, sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. Nazi war criminals, cancer, dark age, murder, caution, terrorist, castigation, police conspiracy, dramatic urban torture, drunk driving, hostage siege, government shutdown, collapses, desperation, despair, deep into debt, criminal persecuted, semi-automatic handgun, explosive gunman killed a tourist, funeral victims, racist massive lawsuit, hostage, ethnic war, cancer death rate fleeing for their lives, CIA narcotics operations, hungry, homeless, frustrated terrorists, spoiled, unsanitary, hard-hitting losers, brutal, bizarre, critical bombing, the gangs rule, criminal anti-government love triangle, deeper and deeper into damage, even death. Anti-drug DEA, worldwide ban. Time for us to bug out. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. Disgruntled conspirator attack killed. U.S. warplane went down in flames, crash, gunned down, shooting death, blood drops, murderer. Desperate tragedy. Isn't he dead? Death penalty. Ransom note forbidding notorious overwhelming communist urban punishment. Low ethics. Extortion and murder. A plane crash set an entire neighborhood on fire. International smuggling pipeline. Make it faster, better, cheaper. Health risk. Criminal murdering a man. Tough. Diplomatic hell on earth. Magnetic radiation. Fraudulent assassins. Mysterious murder. Chemical terrorism. Military targets. Fatal crash. Danger. The freak accident. No known survivors. Wild and woolly semi-automatic truck bomb. Emergency anti-fatal shooting rampage. Notorious negative police brutality. Fear. The hidden Nazis next door. Marxist rebels. Serious murderer. Accidents. Problems. Punitive damages. Like that negative, heart-wrenching controversy. Time for us to bug out.
rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Rocked. Rocked. Rocked by rape. Sex, drugs, and rocked by rape. Bug out, bug out, bug out, bug, bug.
And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS Evening News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Ooh. The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Do you think CITR's equipment is showing its age? We sure do.
Support CITR during this fun drive and invest in the station's future. We need up-to-date equipment to replace our old, decrepit equipment. Help us continue to provide you with great independent radio. Call 604-822-8648, spelled 604-UBC-UNIT, or donate securely online at citr.ca/donate.
The world is a wonderful and exciting place. And there are a thousand exciting things to do without experimenting with
music of your own.
This is Vicky from People Like Us, and you're listening to Exquisite Courts on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
We played that once. I was going to play this one.
Now, for those who are huddled around radios in the forgotten corners of the world, CITR 101.9. I will listen to you. These are my heroes. They work hard, and they give back, and they keep going without complaint.
Okay. Yes, indeed. This is CITR, Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. You're listening to the Fun Drive this evening. We have started off this evening with the Fun Drive. So, yes, if you're not watching TV right now and you are listening to CITR Radio, think about how much this radio station means to you and what it would be like without this radio station. And that's a terrible thing to think about. The other thing to think about is some of the specialty programming that comes from this radio station. And I thought I'd mention a few things because coming up soon we have the Christmas season coming up. A lot of us have spent some time creating specialty programming during Christmas so that you can listen to wonderful and sometimes strange Christmas music and material on this radio station for 24 hours, 48 hours, however long it happens. And that's something that we do, and that takes programming and space, web space, and skill and whatnot. Also, 24 hours of radio art is coming up on January 17th. That's 24 hours of sound collage, radio art, sound art material, and that happens 24 hours, and it takes a lot of volunteer hours and special planning and programming, and a lot of us stay up 24 hours to do that for you. Plus, arranging things, and it's a lot of fun. And what's going on, Ben? Anything?
822-8648. That's a number you have to call right now.
822-8648.
UBC Unit 604.
No announcements? Okay.
No announcements. Just call that number now. Just call. Talk to someone.
All right, give us a call. I'm going to tell you again about... Did I tell you about what you can win here? You can win the CD... $30 will get you a friend's card and your name announced on the air. Hello. $60, friend's card and one umbrella. $101.9 $101.9, yes. Friends card, one limited edition t-shirt, 15 seconds, your voice on air. Also, the Plunder Pledge double CD thing sitting right in front of me here. And at $175, you get two friends cards, one limited edition t-shirt, and one umbrella. The umbrellas are great. $250, if you're so inclined. Two friends cards, one limited edition t-shirt, one umbrella, one hoodie. There you go.
Powerful engineering, powerful products, powerful support.
Okay.
Powerful engineering, powerful products, powerful support.
Okay.
Powerful engineering.
Okay.
Powerful support.
Okay.
Powerful products.
So a door is closing. Take a minute. Forget about the door that's closing and just turn around. That's right. Open doors. Quite a few. And down the hall, a whole lot more. Doors that can lead to a better life. Maybe you didn't know about all the doors open to you. Doors are always open. The door is closing. The door is closing. The door is closing. The door is closing. A year ago, it was an LYS.
There is a better way to have fun with history.
Now everyone's asking, where's the bottom?
History.
Before you can inspire.
History.
A year ago, it was an LYS.
Before you can inspire. There is a better way to have fun with history.
Before you can touch.
Where did that come from?
Now everyone's asking, where's the bottom?
It's a real eye-opener, isn't it?
Inspire.
History.
Don't think there's a gap.
History.
There isn't one.
It's a real eye-opener, isn't it?
It's extra fresh, isn't it?
Touch. Inspire. A year ago, it was how high is high.
Before you can inspire.
Don't think there's a catch.
Now everyone's asking, where's the bottom?
There isn't one.
Before you can touch.
History.
It's a real eye-opener.
There is a better way to have fun with history, isn't it?
It's extra fresh, isn't it?
You must first connect. And the company that connects more of the world is Alcatel.
Where did that come from?
CellularOne.com.
PresidentialCoins.com.
Progressive.com.
$48HourDiet.com.
FineLife.com.
SaltyPeanuts.com.
It's terrific.
.com.
MumboJumbo.
.com.
Visit our website.
.com.
Great savings.
.com.
Great service.
.com.
And convenience.com.
1-800.com.
Cellphone.com.
Call me now.
.com.
Have your credit card ready.
.com.
When Charlton Heston tells the story of the Exodus, he plays Pharaoh, and he plays Moses, and he plays the Israelites.
They didn't know what we were doing there, except that they knew Moses.
We, of course, know you as the man who played Moses.
Moses.
Wonder, you know, at times it feels like quite a responsibility to have become Moses in our day.
Well, when you play historical figures, you have that responsibility, and surely of all the parts I've played, Moses would be the most towering. You would see their eyes come up a little like that. And they never would look directly at me, but I could hear them. They say, Moses, Moses, Moses. That's the Arabic word for Moses. They say, Musa, Musa, Musa. They say, Musa, Musa, Musa. They say, Musa, Musa, Musa.
There is a better way to have fun with history.
Still think there's a catch?
History.
There isn't one.
Before you can inspire,
don't let the wonderful world of art pass you by.
It's a real eye-opener, isn't it? Isn't it?
Where did that come from?
The door is closing.
We've got chicken tonight.
See, I found a way to cook chicken beef jerky.
The chicken. The chicken.
The mighty chicken has done it again.
The chicken.
I'm on vacation.
The chicken.
Now you have yourself. Now you have two kinds of vegetables.
The chicken.
The chicken.
The chicken.
The chicken.
Like a punch in the beak.
And we inspect each piece of chicken by hand before we cook it.
I just don't understand how that works.
Welcome, one and all, to the yodeling course, You Chicken Yodel. Before we get started, here's a little chicken yodel to get you in the mood.
I'm glad nobody was here to see that.
The Colonel is very particular about the class of chicken he uses.
Wrap up the chicken, please.
Hill's Chicken from Value Village People. That was from that release called Extreme Makeover Audio Edition. And the button before that with The Door is Closing from Free Speech for Sale. Those both can be found on the disc we're giving away at the pledge drive. Plunder Pledge. And it's double discs of Plunderphonic music. It's all slightly illegal, or some of it very illegal. And two discs of fun, so, you know, grab it while you can. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Now, I don't know if anybody else is getting that weird noise that I'm getting in my headphones. 30 cents. Let me turn that down a little. $30 will get you the one friends card and your name announced on the air. $60 friends card and one umbrella. At 101.9, you'll get the friends card, a limited edition t-shirt, and 15 seconds on air, your voice saying something. Think of something. Don't just stand there. Don't just say something, stand there. How's that old? 175 gets you two friends cards, t-shirt, and umbrella. Hello? Think about it. Call 604-822-8648. 822-8648. Now, if you're one of those people who are only getting your broadcast through podcasts these days, then go to the website at citr.ca. Make your donation and make sure to ask for the Plunder Pledge CDs if you want them. Say you were listening to Exquisite Corpse podcast, and that'll happen for you. So, once again, 604-822-8648. Our pledge drive starts this evening. It's going to go for 2 weeks, so you better be thinking about giving now if you want us to ever shut up about this stuff. Really, don't you? Don't you, though? Now, we have gifts in the higher price market, if you're waiting for those. $365, which represents $1 a day, CITR, gets you two friends cards, two limited edition t-shirts, two umbrellas, one hoodie. Yeah, and 1 minute on the air. 1 minute on the air for you, for the likes of you. Why not? Come on. 604-822-8648. $520 represents $10 a week. All right, $520. That gets you two friends cards, two limited edition t-shirts, two umbrellas, one hoodie, one CD prize pack, and 2 minutes on the air. Needless to say, in these upper brackets, you can get yourself a copy of Plunder Pledge, this double disc thing we're playing tonight. Think about that, my friends. Think about calling 604-822-8648, also called UBC Unit. Assistant, listen to Wobbly now. Wobbly on Exquisite Corpse Radio. This doesn't look like the Wobbly track. Let's see what it is. Yeah, sure, that's Wobbly. Thank you. There's Wobbly. Cool track from Wobbly there. I like Wobbly quite a bit. And Wobbly, that was Health Problems from Wobbly. And here we are, Plunder Pledge disc. That was one of those. You see it there? It was a disc.
Pretty much all the tracks you've played has had, like, it's on this disc, correct?
Yeah.
So there you go. There's no reason to not call. 822-8648 UBC Unit. To get, and you also get a lot of other cool things. With a $101 donation, you get the double Plunder Pledge CD, and you get the limited edition t-shirt, which is very, very cool. We've only made 100 of these.
Yeah, go online and check it out.
Check it out.
CITR.ca.
And you also get the umbrella.
The umbrella's neat.
The umbrella's neat. It is.
Neato.
You know, give us a shout. 822 UBC Unit.
Yeah, remember, and if you're listening, some of you listen on podcasts, so remember, if you're doing that, and you want to make your pledge online or something because you listen to this later on, just mention that the amount you want to give, the show you're listening to, and the prize that you want. You can get the disc, so... Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Swine flu!
You know, I got the shot.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, so your doctor figured you didn't have enough mercury in your system then.
I got the asthma.
Oh, the asthma.
I got the asthma.
Oh, is that what the kids are calling it nowadays?
That's what they're... Anyway, so...
I think, Blake, right now we should tell our story and just explain to the listeners why CITR is kind of cool, and this is what the station offers, and how you and I met each other.
Yes.
And this is really, really cool.
It's a very good idea.
You and I used to have a show. You had a show at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, I believe, on Wednesday afternoons.
Something like that, yeah.
And it was called Radio Free Press.
Uh-huh.
And it was a show dedicated to zines and indie zine culture and comics and that kind of stuff.
Then it sort of moved on to whatever I wanted it to be.
And then it evolved into the, but I remember once, I had a show. We kind of got our show at the same time, but I was before you, and I was playing a little track called "My Frisbee Went Under a Lawnmower" by the Happy Flowers. And you walked in, and I'd never really seen. I think I'd seen you around, but I hadn't really talked to you yet.
Yeah, I was just a guy,
and you were just like, "Oh, I haven't heard this in a while." And now, number one, I was playing that track because I thought it was one of the most obscure, weirdest songs I could think of playing. Yeah. You know,
yeah, and
here
was.
Comes and here comes a guy who just already knows it like the back of his hand, and just kind of goes and not necessarily dismisses it, but just kind of goes, "Oh, haven't heard this. Like this is kind of old." You know what I mean? And I was just like, "And that's how cool CITR is. Like you meet people that are like minded, but also are just as weird as you."
If it hadn't been that one, I probably wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, probably not.
Right? You know what I mean? Because if it was one of those that I knew, I had to come in and say something.
Yep, absolutely.
Because it was so obscure.
You know, and that's kind of why CITR is really special to us, and we hope it's special to you, the listener, and give us a shout here. 822-864-8.
We give a lot of time to this.
We do.
It takes time to do these shows and develop whatever it is we're developing.
You know, it doesn't have to be 101.9 bucks, you know, but anything really counts and stuff like that. But with the 101.9 donation, you get the Friends card, limited edition t-shirt, and you get a CD, the Plunderphonic CD. And is this Tico Taco?
I believe it is.
Okay, this is a good one. Yeah. All right, see? You know, there you go. You know, like, I mean, where else are you going to hear radio like this? You know, what else you got coming up here?
I'm going to tell them the phone number again. 604-822-8648. 822-8648.
UBC. Unit. Okay. In case your phone doesn't have numbers on it and it's just letters.
Yeah.
You know.
And once again, the podcasting counts. So make your pledge online. CITR.ca is the place to go.
The thing is also, too, you mentioned podcasting. We're one of the few stations that actually does properly podcast as well in terms of college radio. And that does cost money. And in order for us to give you the podcast, say, for example, you work nights and you can't listen to Bleak's show. You work days, you can't listen to my show. You can just subscribe to the podcast and listen to us later.
That's true. Hey, keep going there, because I got to find what it was I was doing. I don't remember what I was doing.
Well, okay, just a couple of other things. Yeah, like, I mean, we always need new equipment and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, the mixer for the turntable decided to kind of start not working for, like, a couple days ago, and then it kind of magically fixed itself. And, like, this, I'm serious. Like, it wasn't working for a few DJs, and now it's like, oh, blam, it works
now.
Some
of that special circuit spray.
And that's the kind of thing. This is what we need. What we need your... What's this?
Oh, Becky brought in a little magnifying glass for my my aged eyes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, my dear.
All right. That's not... Okay, that's excellent. You know, but CITR does need new equipment and upgrades, you know, like that kind of thing. like, our chairs cost $100 each. A microphone, the one that I'm talking through right now, $150. A turntable... It says $250 here. That's not even true. It's like $500 for a Technics 1200, which is the industry standard. And we try to be the most professional industry standard station in the world. Or at least
in the world.
Competing with, you know, the lesser...
The commercial
kind of thing.
You know, giving like you. What are commercial stations giving you? Let me tell you what they're giving you. Commercials.
You know. They give you that.
And we're giving you passion.
They give you songs where the most inspired lyrics are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yes, that's commercial radio.
I'm
going to
take your word for that.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you don't know it. But
you know what I have coming up, though, is a song from Twink called Alpha Bent.
Oh, this album's amazing.
That I think I heard you play first.
Yeah, we got it. Well, the thing is, we got it in at the station first. I knew who he was, but I knew that he... But this album's pretty amazing because he just contributed to... he's got a bunch of kids' records together.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, you know. And, okay, someone's calling the request line. Why don't we get to that? But if you want to phone the request line, you kind of shouldn't. You should phone 822-8648 instead. And
let's move on
we'll
to
address that.
Twink right now as we answer the phone, I guess. Here's Twink with Alpha Bent on Exquisite Corpse.
Let's sit quietly and say our ABCs. Better still, let's sing them. Ready?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, W, and X, Y, Z. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, X. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, and T, U, V.
U-V-U-R-S-N-T-U-V. Now I know my ABCs. Tell me what you think of me.
H-O-P.
No, 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 you're doing it all wrong.
B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O.
That's one way of practicing the alphabet.
What is wrong with you?
If at first you don't succeed, try again. I thought so.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
That was fine. We have the whole alphabet now.
The number 822, unit 822-8648. Call our pledge line 604-822-8648. Thanks to Allison Benjamin for donating $101.9. That gets her the Friends card, limited edition T-shirt, 15 seconds of her voice on air if she so pleases.
As a matter of fact, why don't we
and
on the air? Hold over just one second.
The double. Let's put her on the air. Why don't we do that? Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hi, hey, there. Allison, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. I was just listening to Exquisite Corpse.
Oh.
Now, Allison, now explain to listeners, who are you? Not to sound like Nardwar, but you are the former president of CITR, yes?
Yeah, and I'm a big friend of CITR. You know, I listen to CITR all the time, even though I live in Toronto.
That's commitment.
That is total commitment. And doesn't that just make you, you know, do you have a CITR story that you want to tell? Like, how did you get involved with CITR?
And listener, you should be committed.
I got involved when I was, I think, still a teenager and a first year at UBC. And then I stuck around for 5 years and I still listen because it's the best.
Well, that's true. And so you are going to get the double disc Plunder Pledge.
Awesome.
How exciting is that?
Awesome.
I was looking at the track list and it totally made me smile.
Yeah. You can look at that online. I have it on my Facebook, the whole track list and the cover art. So if anybody wants to go check it out at facebook.com/bleakswinney, if you can figure out how that's spelled. Two E's. Swinney is not Sweeney. It's like in Swinney the Pooh. So there you go.
Swinney the Pooh, yes.
Yeah, sort of.
Pooh.
You'll find it.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thanks. I got to talk to you a little bit more, Allison. We're going to take you off the air, but I need more information from you.
Sure. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Love you. Bye. All right. CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Hey, the only thing that's...
Sorry, the ball is rolling, and the snowball is rolling downhill and getting larger. So 604-822-8648. One committed listener, and like I said, you faithful listeners out there, you ought to be committed, too.
December or November?
Okay. UBC unit and 101.9 gets you the Friends card, limited edition T-shirt, 15 seconds of your voice on air, and look online for other things. I want to get to a track now. That's a very important track. It's by people called the Value Village People. This is there's three Value Village People tracks on this double disc CD. And it's the one time of the year besides 24 Hours of Radio Art where I'll be playing my own stuff. But I want you to know that this is featured on there. This is one's called The Gentle Art of Verbal Abuse. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Mastering the Gentle Art of Verbal Abuse, for identifying the information you need to clean up your own verbal environment and achieve your communication goals for verbal abuse.
Words used should truly apply when it comes to your moment of total cruelty that has depth of feeling.
When my boyfriend put me down,
You got through to me. You know, sometimes I really feel unworthy.
That's understandable.
But that doesn't make me feel any less inadequate.
If the shoe fits, baby, wear it.
You're no angel.
That's right, Bill.
But, Deb,
I value myself and my body.
That's the biggest laugh of them all.
That's stupid.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Life's sexual offerings are not for you. Your feelings, thoughts, and actions are truly stupid.
You're right, Dad.
That's the way it is. I believe all people should be viewed in this realistic perspective. Hopefully, when this confrontation occurs, it will make you feel deep-rooted hatred for men.
I never thought of it that way.
I guess neither did I, Dad.
Life and its cruelty apply directly and personally to you as well as others. It has to happen on all levels.
What's your opinion?
I think you're intelligent, sensitive people.
What?
Come on, Sue. I'm only putting you on.
Why is that?
No one, and I mean no one, not Mom, myself, boyfriend, love you.
Oh.
I feel that you shouldn't get involved in an intimate relationship until you, as an adult, are emotionally mature enough to make love from the neck down only.
Dad, where does religion fit into all this?
Religion helps set the pattern of guilt and regret and a peculiar kind of emptiness and lack of real love. I don't feel that I can give you a purely theological answer. Perhaps our minister can.
That guy doesn't relate to anybody.
He's a phony.
Yeah, he's freaky.
He does put me down.
And all the time is maybe even hating and ridiculing. And the hell with anybody else.
Also putting men down generally.
He's so self-centered, he doesn't want to get involved. He's just plain lazy, man. But Dad, my real beef is that he uses the idea of being yourself as kind of an excuse to do nothing and to contribute nothing to anyone. All he's preoccupied with is satisfying his own wants and the hell with anybody else. He's so selfish and self-centered, it's not even real. He says he doesn't want to be a part of society.
Go on, Bill. You're absolutely right. And many in their off-work time seek sexual and romantic liaison with women rather than men. And the individual who is capable of spiritually communing with his God is capable of deep-rooted hatred for men. Religious beliefs are so rotten. It's not so.
I'm glad to know that. The whole business still turns me off.
Appearances are sometimes misleading. Several of the strongest formal churches are totally opposed to love, tenderness, and honesty. Back away from it.
Great, out of sight.
There's often a fear and insecurity of one's own sexuality and the ability to enjoy a natural sexual role, an experience that was quite often a veritable nightmare of pain and guilt.
I guess that's part of growing up.
Yes, it is.
That's far out.
And that is track from Value Village People, The Gentle Art of Verbal Abuse. That is on the Plunder Pledge CDs. Version 2. Last year was one disc. This year, two discs for you. Thanks for the pledge from Paul Plucked, I should say. Plucked, $30. Thanks to Allison for $101.9. Very nice. Very nice, people. Keep them coming. If you are one of those people who drive in your car, sit at home without cable TV, and listen to this show when it's convenient, think about what it means to you and how it can be, I don't know, inspiring, annoying, or even, I don't know, enjoyable. Heavens forbid. And think about Think about what you can get. Think about owning a piece of the station at 101.9. You can do your little 15 seconds of fame by donating $101.9, a friend's card, one limited edition t-shirt, 15 seconds on air. $60 will get you the friend's card and one umbrella. $30 will get you the friend's card and your name announced on the air, Plucked. And $175, two friends cards, one limited edition t-shirt, one umbrella. Mm-hmm. Good times. Now, there's more you can give if you're so inclined. And I'll just let you go online to look at what you can get from that. So, we're going to be hearing some more tracks right now from the Plunder Pledge disc. Everything tonight from the Plunder Pledge discs. So, the one we'll be hearing now is from Porist. Remember Porist? This one's Meat Supply. If you don't know where to find this in the past, well, you can find this on the Plunder Pledge disc if you donate money to CITR. We need your support. We need equipment. We need to keep going. We need to replace things that get broken, damaged, or just wear out. Believe me, it is true. And we appreciate everybody out there. We are volunteers who do this out of passion. And we try to bring you, our own little segment of our lives, our own little, enthusiasms we bring you. So think about what we do for you and what you can do for us. Be a part of CITR Radio by donating. Now the number is 822-8648, 822-8648, UBC Unit, 604-822-8648. Also known as 604 UBC Unit. Okay? Yeah, and we do this once a year. I guess I hear this is the fourth time. This is the only third time I can remember doing this. I don't know what happened that first year. I must have been out of my mind again. If you support CITR at the $365 level, you are only paying for $1 a day for a year of incredible programming. Think how much you pay right now for certain podcasts or cable TV or coffee at daily at work or whatever. Think about that. Something that we can get you for free every day. Maybe it should be something you could be paying for a little bit, just because you like us, because you think it's worth something. All right, I think it's worth something. 604-822-8648. 822-8648. Let's move on, shall we, to another track from the Plunder Pledge disc. This is Porous, like I said, and Meat Supply on CITR. Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show.
This is Bill White with a science report. An Israeli scientist has developed an unusual method to make meat taste better. First, put a kilogram or more of firm meat in a container filled with water. Add a small amount of explosives. Then mix carefully and explode. No, the meat scientist is not attempting to destroy the meat. Instead, he is making it look and feel like traditional meat products. His method is simple. Shock waves from an explosion tear small pieces of muscle and other particles away from the meat. This makes the meat softer and easier to eat. If they eat meat, body heat. Uncooked meat, easier to eat. Bricks and concrete for companies that sell meat. The birds will die too high. Why? The light from our universe is closer to white. It is very close to white. Bill White. This is Bill White. Coquille. 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 Order must exist within disorder. The Department of Agriculture says the greatest threat to the economy and environment of the state is from the poor people around the world. Their numbers have sharply increased, and they have quickly spread. There are many efforts designed to stop the spread and to reduce their population size. Hong Kong has almost 7 million people that will never disappear. However, they are not especially aggressive. People there are made to taste like either chicken or beef. People praise its taste in the United States. The meat scientist is trying to find an effective chemical that can be safely used to transport, sell, and bring home foreigners for food. Decreasing populations around the world. One human is enough to provide meat for about 8 American homes. He says the United States will now become a leader in taste. Special interest groups say the best population to eat is the dark kind because it contains the most healthful substances. Africa is an example. However, many poor people contain high levels of a poisonous substance that must be removed before the people can be eaten. In the Middle East, large pieces of meat are more important than borders, men, boys, girls, or political conflicts. Information can be found on the INS Internet website, www.meat.ins.gov. Koki. 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 Koki.
And you're listening to
Koki.
Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 FM on our Koki. First few hours of the funding drive. We are now at $293.80.
Yeah, I know. I do it.
And thanks for the givers. Thank you very Koki. Much. And we love you. We just heard Poorest Koki. There. Another track, all tracks tonight from the Plunder Pledge disc. Now, I'm going to put out a very odd request or, I don't know, pitch right now. Now, where else are you going to hear this kind of very strange music? Where else? I don't know. You really got to go searching to find the quality of strange music that you're going to be hearing. Music and whatnot. Not even music sometimes. You're going to be hearing it. Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. So this is a pitch to all the weirdos out there, all right? This means you. If you're a weirdo and you appreciate weird things, things outside the box, pushing the envelope, you know what I'm talking about. The sort of stuff that you hear weekly on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Plunderphonics, experimental avant-garde. Creepy things, or even some of the oddball weirdo electro stuff that I bring in from way in the past, from Bleak's Alt Vault, let's call it. If you are weirdo out there, please think about giving pledging money to our fine station. $30 gets you the Friends card, your name announced on the air. $60 gets you the Friends card and one umbrella, and I'm sure we can announce your name on the air. 101.9 will get you the Friends card, a limited edition t-shirt, 15 seconds on air of yourself saying something or other, and the Plunder Pledge discs. Now, this is only good during my show, and you better get them while they last. I have two more to give out, so you better hurry. Two more at the 101.9 level. You can get the Plunder Pledge disc, get them before they're gone. And at $175, two Friends cards, one limited edition t-shirt, and one umbrella, and also the Plunder Pledge discs I will throw in there. And the prices go up. You can go to citr.ca to find out more about that. Find out more about our station, what the t-shirt looks like. That is there, yeah, and the podcast that you may be listening to. And remember, if you're pledging for a podcast, just let us know what show you're listening to, what's the amount you want to give, and the prize that they were giving away, and that you maybe want that. All right? Let's hear something now from a person that I interviewed not long ago. Mark Hoster was in town, yes, about a month ago. I interviewed Negative Land and had them right here on the air. Now, that was a special treat. We're going to be playing... We didn't play the full interview, and that is to come. That's to come on maybe a couple weeks from now, or I might push it back even farther. I don't know. We're going to be playing the whole interview with Mark Hoster of Negative Land. You dig that? Now, where else are you going to hear my particularly bizarre perspective on interviewing people like Mark Hoster from Negative Land? So, once again, to pledge to all the people that consider yourself weirdos, a little bit offbeat, you listen to this show and enjoy it. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, we're going to be hearing from Negative Land right now from the Plunder Pledge disc on CITR.
Now, what is it you want in your depths of your ignorance? What is it you want?
Hey, this is Mark Hoster of Negative Land, and this is my big shot at being a big shot on CITR, where you're listening to Exquisite Quirks at 101.9.
What am I doing this
with this bleak guy?
Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads.
Ready? Sycamore is open.
Aim! Fire!
That's how Sycamore opened. That's how Sycamore is.
Guns.
I say this somewhat quietly and without fanfare because...
How are you voting on the gun initiative?
Well...
I'm against it.
Because people who like their living green and private don't usually appreciate a lot of fluttering flags and cartwheeling clowns.
There are 17 million adults in California and an estimated 4 million handguns.
Well, that's not fair.
When no more can be sold, you can see that the majority of adults will be virtually prohibited from ever owning one.
When this vacation land is sold out.
That's right. Did you know it gives some people a special property right?
You mean my neighbor can have something legally that I can't have?
So if you've always admired parts of Piedmont or Orinda...
Well, you could buy one, if you can convince someone to sell you his, and if you're willing to pay his price.
And regret you didn't buy there 10 or 15 years ago. Sycamore should have considerable appeal.
That's right.
It is a custom community of personalized
guns.
For the private pleasure of a limited number of families.
It allows people who already own handguns to keep them.
After all, you aren't going to find a finished big blue mountain lake in California that isn't full of boats and people.
Guns.
And surrounded by cars. This opening is just the beginning of something people will want a Sunday drive through for the next couple of hundred years.
All right there, kids. Track from Negative Land, of course, from their Escape from Noise album from the early 80s. Holy crap. Let me play for you in the background now, Azumiso and Intro Inspection. This is one of people's very favorite tracks that we've ever played here on this show. It's a 12-minute track, and I am going to be talking over quite a bit of it. So in order to get this track... unmolested, let's say. you'll have to donate to get the disc. Alright? So the number here is 604-822-8648. Alright? Hey, Ben, talk to me. What's going on?
Blake, how's it going?
Good.
Good job with the fun drive.
Well, thank you, sir.
I don't know.
You're on next?
I'm on next. Can we talk about the Discorder, maybe?
Is the what?
Discorder magazine?
Yeah, let's talk about Discorder magazine.
Well, the reason is that's one of the magazines of CITR. The magazine has been around since 1983, supporting Vancouver's local music scene for 25 years.
Interestingly enough,
yeah,
1983 is when I began DJing.
Whereabouts
did you? My career in Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway.
When did you move here?
1994 is when I came to Canada.
Oh, very nice. That's when
I... A lot of you were born.
1994 was when I first came to CITR.
Is it?
Yeah. It's my first year of university.
You've been here quite a bit.
I've been here forever.
Yeah. You're still in university?
Yep. I
just keep failing those tests.
94 is when I put Discorder on the internet.
When?
1994. When we put a lot of Discorder magazine was on the internet.
It was that early?
Under Gopher. Yeah, that's a Gopher site. Remember back in all this before all that HTTP World Wide Web stuff.
And what do you get from it? Personal satisfaction?
Yes.
Now, what you've had to do is like finagle web space and the materials and this and that. All this stuff costs money.
Well, we got it's paid for by university, right? So it sort of, it worked out. Right. Somebody paid for it. I don't know. It's all good.
Well, the funding drive is what makes a lot of this stuff possible at this point in our life.
Yeah, for sure. Right? Absolutely, right now.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry. Well, but back in the old days when the internet was new, there really wasn't a funding. Now it's everything is down to the dollar. But back in the old days, it's like some guy with a computer in the back room. It's like the old internet, you know, when Al Gore is doing it.
But it's passion and volunteerism that makes this all possible. So what else is?
Well, the number you need to call is 822-8648. It's 604-822-8648 UBC unit. It's what you want to do. Discorder magazine, it's a good magazine, and magazine of the year and cover of the year back in 1988.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And what was the cover?
I don't know. I wonder.
Oh, I could have.
You could.
I know. I'm curious.
I know. What? Yeah, we should look that up. I'll look that up for you the next hour. If somebody donates
some
money right
ones.
Now, we'll let you know. Also, it launches careers of many people in publishing. Yeah, it's a good magazine. It's like something to read when you go to a show. Come on, Discord it. What else are you going to read now? Everything's gone now. Terminal City is gone. Only magazine doesn't publish. What else are you going to get?
Yeah.
George.
Some things are just online now, right?
Exactly.
Now, what happened to the... What was that? I forget the name of the magazine. Oh, it was Only?
Yeah.
What happened to Only?
It went online only.
Online only.
It's hard putting on a magazine. It's not.
And then the Skinny.
The Skinny's around.
Is it still around?
It's still around.
Okay. I don't get out much.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what we do.
But Skinny is like half a page.
And that's the Skinny. Also, like I told you before, we have special programming days, including things like 24 Hours of Radio Art, Women's Day programming. We have Christmas programming, Christmas mix, which I've taken a lot of time pulling together what we call Feliz Navidad, that we call, it's the Value Village People release, technically. And there's like four of them, and they're all like 35 to 40 minutes long. We play those during our Christmas mix. That took volunteer time. And I'd like to be refunded in new microphones and chairs that don't squeak and boards that operate when I operate them. And you know what the Pepsi syndrome is? Since somebody spills their pop into the...
Oh, God.
That's a little Saturday Night Live sketch. Anyway, once again, 822-8648. To make your voice heard, to make CITR part of your own, to crush it to your bosom and say, I love you, love me back.
That's not in the guide.
Huh? Oh,
that's... Sorry.
Am I embellishing?
Oops.
So UBC unit, if you can't remember, if you don't know what numbers are, if you haven't gotten that far in school, UBC unit. So yes. My voice is going now. I don't know. I'm just not used to. I'm not used to speaking this much, and I'm speaking all over your favorite track. So if you want me to shut up, give us a call at 822-8648. We've got another couple minutes to go. Another couple minutes. You got 2 minutes now to get the Plunder Pledge disc.
Let's call in.
And you know, if you don't get it in the next couple minutes, you're not going to get it.
Nope.
I'll offer it next week, but if you're not listening, poopy on you. If you're listening to the podcast, well, you know, you can get it that way. Just let me know. Also, you can go to, I've been looking at the, you can check out the track listing of this thing. It's at facebook.com/BleekSwinney, BLEEKSWINNEY. And you click on my Plunder Pledge, post, and you can see the cover art up close, and which I made myself. I plundered myself, and the track listing of 47 tracks. There's something I didn't tell you. 47 tracks. Mm-hmm. Including this one. Oh, it's a Miso Intro Inspection. And all the ones we play tonight are on the Plunder Pledge. CDs! Alright. Anyway, thanks for those who gave this evening. Appreciate it. Really do. Remember, CITR.ca for podcasts. A look at the t-shirt design. Is the umbrella picture on there at all? I haven't seen it yet. I don't know.
I don't know. You would think it'd be on the front page. It's a nice umbrella.
Yeah, it is a very nice umbrella.
Yeah, it's all good. Because I normally don't like to use an umbrella because it's not really cool, but when it says CITR on it...
I would be proud.
Yeah, I would be proud. You don't feel so bad about using an umbrella. You can, you know... Do you really want to take an umbrella to a show? No, but if it says CITR on it,
yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would.
People,
absolutely.
People saying, "Hey, CITR."